Hi, everyone, and welcome to the As I Amber podcast. I'm Amber, and I love to talk about music, travel, society, and pop culture. On today's episode, we got to talk about the 2022 BET Awards that aired last night. So, if you may or may not know, June 7th, 1979 was the day that former President Jimmy Carter marked June as Black Music Month. And so BET has been on the cable network. BET stands for Black Entertainment Television, and it's been on air for like 40 years now. And they started having the BET Awards like the early 2000s. And last night it was hosted by Taraji P. Henson. And it was just okay to me. I found it very interesting that some of the artists that performed on the pre-show, like before the show began, they did a better job than some of the people that were on the main stage. But we're going to delve into that in a few moments. So with June being Black Music Month, what better way to celebrate Black artists who've contributed so much to pop culture, entertainment, and history by celebrating them at the BET Awards? So I just thought it was weird that a Caucasian rapper by the name of Jack Harlow was able to perform on BET's platform, but a Black artist like Lil Nas X was not even nominated nor invited to perform, from our knowledge. And it's unfortunate because I think Black culture is sometimes an accessory to people, and there's no shade to Jack Harlow. I know that there's so many other cultures and ethnicities that appreciate Black culture, but it just felt like a slap in the face a little bit to other artists who I feel could have performed instead of him. They kind of made up for it when they let Brandy come on stage with Jack Harlow and perform First Class, but we're gonna delve into that as well. So Jack Harlow, who is a Caucasian rapper, was on a award. He was on like a breakfast show, or not breakfast show, but like, you know, those morning shows they have. And he was asked about, he didn't know that Ray J and Brandy were siblings. And I'm like, well, he's super young and he is not of the Black culture, so he didn't know that they were brother and sister. And so Brandy made like a diss record, and they squashed their beef. So she was on stage performing with him last night on the BET Awards. And I just find it like the generational gaps and the age differences in Gen Z and some millennials and some Xennials and all the different age bracket dames. Some people just truly have no idea about the history of music. And one performance that I could appreciate was the rapper Latto. She performed her song Big Energy, and that is a sample of the Tom Tom Club's song. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Well, anyway, Genius of Love, that's the song. It's a sample of Tom Tom Club's Genius of Love, as well as Mariah Carey sampled the song in her 90s song Fantasy. So to see Latto bring out Mariah Carey on stage and give her flowers, that was a big deal, because I think it was an aha moment that, you know, this generation, we appreciate the artists that came before us. And sampling to me is a nice art form to show that, hey, this is my ode to you. And you can check out my sampled songs playlist on asiamber.com. But in the meantime, let's get back to the BET Awards. So the opening person, the person that opened the show, was the musician and singer Lizzo. And Lizzo came out, I think she was playing either the flute or clarinet, I'm not really sure. But it was nice seeing, you know, Black women play instruments, and it's pretty cool. And she had like different size and skin tones and shapes of people dancing in her background dancers. Some were men, some were women, but they were all of different sizes. And sometimes in an industry or a world that is so caught up on what you look like, that was pretty cool to see. And I appreciated that from her. Another performance that stood out to me was Maverick City and Kirk Franklin. I like that. I'm not as familiar with Maverick City, but I know they've been on tour recently, and so I got to listen to some more gospel music. But I liked that performance. I felt that was needed. After Maverick City and Kirk Franklin, there was a performance from Priscilla Renee. If you don't know who Priscilla Renee is, she's rebranded and she's now Money Long, who sings Hours and Hours. And it's just beautiful to see her evolve from writing songs for the past 10 years for other people. And she finally got her moment to perform Hours and Hours, which has been played all over social media and radio for like the past 6 months, feels like. After Money Long performed Hours and Hours, another standout performance, in my opinion, was That's the Problem. It wasn't giving what it was supposed to have gave. Like, the performances were very blah, and it's not to shade a generation or a certain group. I just wasn't feeling it. I feel like a lot of the new artists, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, if the music climate has changed, but you can tell who grew up and went to choir practice or went to chorus practice because it shows. Same thing with the Versus battle with Mario and Omarion. A lot of people were marketed and pushed a certain way, but they never had the vocal ability outside of the studio. So when it's time for you to perform live and you sound like, ooh, what's wrong, boo? It's showing where there needs to be artist development and vocal coaching, vocal training, and rehearsals, because it looks like they didn't have any rehearsals or talent. So I just wish that was more emphasis placed on that, because sometimes the artists who are on the pre-show and the artists who are on the big stage or the side stage, they perform better than the major artists. And I find that really interesting. Another performance that stood out was Diddy's tribute, and we saw Shine come out, we saw Jadakiss come out, Mary J, some members of Jodeci. So it was just nice, you know. Bad Boy Records, Uptown Records, rest in peace to music executive Andre Harrell, because if you ever watched the Can't Stop Won't Stop documentary about the rise of Diddy, Bad Boy, and Uptown Records, you'll know that Andre Harrell fired Diddy from Uptown Records, and without that happening, there would be no Bad Boy Records, which went on to be a hit factory for the Notorious B.I.G., Junior Mafia, Faith Evans, the list goes on, even to Danity Kane, Day 26, and Cassie. So, speaking of that, I thought Diddy's tribute was pretty interesting. I like the fact that he shouted out the mother of his children, Kim Porter, who died a few years ago. She's actually from my hometown of Columbus, Georgia. So shout out to the Porter and Combs families. I know that had to be something that you're still dealing with and something that you probably won't ever get over, but just know that you all are still in my prayers. I thought it was nice that he gave her a tribute, and with her vocal or her video from years ago from something else playing in the background. So that was really nice and moving. Speaking of the moving part, Kanye and Babyface were like presenting in person, and Jay-Z did a tribute video. So he wasn't there. Jay-Z wasn't there, but Kanye and Babyface were. So they were on the podium talking, and I was like, oh God, here's Kanye. He got on all black with a black mask that you can't see out of and can barely breathe. It's too hot for that, Kanye. You wearing leather in the summertime, sir. Are you okay? But anyhow, I thought it was cool that, you know, he gave Diddy his flowers while he's here. And Diddy gave a shout out to his ex, Cassie, as well. So that was moving. And it shows growth and maturity. But Carisha, or Young Miami from the group City Girls, and Diddy are currently a thing or situationship. I don't know what they got going on. But she had a little sign in the audience, so that was kind of funny. But hey, Carisha, y'all having fun, you stay in your bag, or y'all having fun, so you do you. In other news, I really thought the pre-show was really funny, because the people are standing outside and they're getting hype and they're waiting for their award show to start. And so the award show's in LA, And we're watching on the East Coast, so it's later in the day for us. But these people have been standing outside in the heat, watching certain people perform. And the artists that performed on the pre-show, I didn't get to see all of it, but Juvenile from Cash Money, New Orleans, taking over for the 99-2000s. Yeah, Juvie, he performed. And some of the people in the audience weren't familiar with his music. And I really do think that that's where the age and generation gap is. But when they heard, you know, girl, you look good, what you bad? Yeah, you know the rest. They were like, oh, that's him. And I felt really old in that moment because they didn't know who Juvenile was. But Saucy Santana and Victoria Monet performed as well. So if you don't know who Victoria Monet is, she has written for Ariana Grande. She's written for a lot of different artists, and she's finally getting her shine. You might have heard her song Moment, Coasting, or check out her Jaguar project. It's really good. Then Saucy Santana, Let Me See You Walk, Walk. He started off as a makeup artist and he's now a rapper. So that was really interesting to see him perform. So then BET Awards is just like extra long. Like, it always seems like it goes on for hours. And so Taraji changed clothes a lot because she was the host. But it was just okay to me. To me, the last BET Awards that was really good was when Michael Jackson and James Brown were on the stage performing together, two legends. And then when Monique came out with the plus size dancers and they were all dancing to Beyonce's Crazy in Love. I thought that was a good award show. Maybe the evolution of things is changing and I'm just getting older and my perspective is different. But it was just, you know, all right to me. Chloe from Chloe and Halle, she is grown. And she let us know she was grown by, you know, her provocative performance. Like they said in Blades of Glory, it's provocative. It gets the people going. So, hey, she's an adult now, so she wanna twerk and do all that. That's on her. Because when she had all her clothes on and was singing about daffodils, y'all wasn't paying attention. So obviously, you know, she spiced it up, and that's what we're talking about. Another person that I think, who else? That was about it. No one else had a standout performance to me. Now, y'all can go back and watch it, but I liked Ella Mai and Babyface's song, I Keeps Falling in Love, but I didn't like her performance. I think she needs more artist development. That's just being honest. I know people who can, I can just ask them to sing a song and they can just blow, like it's nothing for them. So all these people blaming their microphone, the microphone only amplifies your voice. If your voice was already like that, or you were lip syncing or doing everything else, it was a lot going on. I really thought Summer Walker or Ari Lennox would have an opportunity to perform, but I don't know who picks the people to perform on the show, but congratulations to Jasmine Sullivan for winning in the R&B category, The Weeknd won for the pop and R&B category, which wasn't giving. I really thought that Lucky Day was more deserving in that category because his album and his voice, it's phenomenal. Wizkid and Tim's one for Essence, because we know that song was all over social media. You don't need no other body. And then Megan won for Something, Lotto won for Best New Artist, and Mary J. Blige won an award as well. So that was about it. So afterwards, BET was promoting College Hill Celebrity Edition. So if you don't remember, you weren't old enough to remember, College Hill was a show about seven different black college students, and they were roommates, and they lived together, fight together, do all this crazy stuff. And it was to promote, you know, historically black colleges and just showing young people. It was like Jersey Shore, but with school, I guess. And if you remember that show, you kind of get the gist of what I'm going for. So this particular season of College Hill is set at Texas Southern University, which is a historically black college in Texas. And they have on the cast is NeNe Leakes, Stacey Dash. Yeah, that Stacey Dash is like Totally Clueless from Fox News. Yeah, she's on a black network. interesting considering all she had to say about Black people, and she's a Trump supporter, so woo-child. After NeNe leaks Stacey Dash, Big Frida, Slim Thug, Lamar Odom, Ray J, Dream Doll, India something, it's a lot of people that you may not know, or maybe you've seen them before, but either way, it looks very entertaining, and I watched the first episode, and I don't want to give any spoilers or anything away, but it's good TV, good trash TV. But to balance out the ratchet and the trash TV sometimes, I read books. And one book that I'm reading is called Shine Bright by Danielle Smith. So if you don't know who Danielle Smith is, Google her. Like, she was one of the first Black editors of Vibe magazine in the 90s. She's written for so much hip hop and music journalism. She's done a lot, and I really like her book. It's really good. So check out Shine Bright. Another book that I'm still going off and on of reading is Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alleche. So I'm reading this off and on. There's certain chapters that you want to highlight and go back and reread. Other than that, I've been catching up on certain TV shows like P-Valley, baby. Okay. P-Valley is a lot. It's, if I could describe P-Valley, it's kind of like if the Players Club meets Hustle and Flow. It's not for children. This is a grown folks TV show. And the show is about a very rural county and strippers at a club in the very rural city in Mississippi. And it's a lot. It's a lot of layers to it. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I appreciate you all for rocking with me and listening. If you will, like, follow, share, subscribe, and go to asiamber.com to download all my playlists, read my thoughts and blog posts. I really appreciate it. Like, subscribe, share, and don't forget to go to asiamber.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Good night or good morning. Bye.